Recent documents reveal that Australian taxpayers will have to pay 40% of the costs involved in cleaning up and decommissioning Chevron's oil project at Barrow Island in Western Australia. Chevron's oil project closed down in May this year after nearly six decades of operating. The West Australian and federal governments have received over $1 billion in royalties from the project over the last 60 years. However, under an historic deal signed in 1985, state and federal governments are set to refund a significant portion of these royalties by helping Chevron clean up the project. George Popel has more.
Documents obtained by a Western energy news outlet, Boiling Cold, have revealed that Australian taxpayers are set to pay over $500 million in helping clean up a Chevron oil project at Barrow Island in Western Australia. Chevron is an American-owned energy corporation and has operated the Barrow Island oil project for over 60 years. In 1985, the Western Australian government signed a deal with Chevron to repay a portion of the royalties given by Chevron to help cover the cleanup costs involved in decommissioning the oil project. Matt Roberts is the executive director of the Conservation Council WA.
I think ultimately what happens is when you've got a company that is making significant profits and then it turns around and asks for taxpayers to help pay for the cleanup of the work when they've been making profits. And, you know, we get these stories about how they're paying royalties and we're getting this money into the budget. But when we're putting significant money into then helping them clean up, it does two things. One is it sort of actually betrays the whole conversation that we're having about how we're getting these royalties paid to us from these companies. But yes, I mean, it does lead to sort of these questions around the practices and the environmental failures that have occurred there and how we're going to be footing the bill for them. Because as those failures increase or aren't accounted for over the years, and whatever the state of Barrow Island is at the end of this decommissioning process and that restoration that is required, if it is deeper because of their failures and our failure to hold them to account, it then ends up costing us more. I mean, it just, yeah, the mind boggles.
Barrow Island was once a Class A reserve, and experts are worried that the environmental damage will be significant.
Class A reserves are meant to be there for long-term protection. They're meant to be for public sort of use, and in order to actually be reserved, there are actual definitions around what classifies something as a Class A reserve, and there are ways that it is allowed to be interacted with. With Barrow Island, what we've seen is there's been PFAS involved, there's been gas seepage involved, and there've been failures for Chevron to actually deliver on promises that they've made in order to actually be out there drilling on Barrow Island.
There are also concerns that the cost of cleaning up will exceed predictions, meaning taxpayers may have to pay more than $500 million.
It's not an area where I'm an economics expert on the costs of these things, but what has been sort of true is that when you look at the history, the costs have often outpaced the estimates of what these costs are going to be. So it wouldn't surprise me in any way, shape or form. But realistically, any money coming from West Australian taxpayers as part of that cleanup bill is sort of a slap in the face.
Matt Oag is a principal advisor to the Australian Institute.
So what we know about the oil and gas industry in Australia generally is they pay very little in the way of royalties. In fact, more than half the gas that's exported from Australia the big multinational oil and gas companies get for free because they don't pay royalties. They do pay a much smaller amount of royalties for the oil they extract, which is much less than the amount of gas they export. But it turns out that they're being refunded about half the royalties that they've paid over the last 40 years. And that's because of a terrible deal that was done by the Australian government a long time ago that locked Australian taxpayers into paying a large portion of the costs for these companies to clean up after them.
For some, this case highlights a problem of big oil and gas holding strong influence over policymakers.
The situation we've got here is state policy and regulatory capture by the oil and gas industry. They're incredibly powerful. They relentlessly lobby governments to get what they want, and Australian politicians, or at least some Australian politicians, have lost sight of the fact that they're meant to represent the interests of Australians.
Agreements like this are at risk of encouraging multinational corporations to neglect their duty of care to look after the local environment.
Without a doubt, the way Australian governments put taxpayers on the hook to pay the cleanup costs for these big companies has provided an incentive for these companies to fail.
Mark Ogue, Principal Advisor to the Australia Institute, ending that report by George Popel.